Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and SiriusXM Channel 80 were presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. That includes Chris Canty, Super Bowl champion with the Giants in 10 minutes. Jay, you want some good news on the Giants, my man, and
yes,
fellow Giants fan?
Please.
Now, one thing is, they could easily still win the division. The NFC, I don't believe in any of these teams, including the Eagles, including the Cowboys. Not yet. But how about this, Jay? Try this. Mm-hmm. If they continue this way. Right now, they have, currently, the number one and number three overall picks in this draft. Obviously, they're the only team that's 0-2 with week two underway. They also own the Bears' first-round pick from the Justin Fields trade, and right now the Bears have picked third if the season ended today. By the way, that's Matt Bishop who came up with that, our director. Thank you, Matt. Long way to go, but that at some point is going to be good news.
Sound like a suffering Giant fan.
You ain't lying. The bad news for the Giants, Kenny Galladay only had three catches for 38 yards on eight targets and was seen yelling in Daniel Jones' direction near the bench in the closing minutes of the game. Here is Danny Dimes downplaying the disagreement.
You know, he was frustrated at the situation. I don't really think it was to me or anyone in particular. So I think, we're all good and love Kenny. I thought he played hard and did a lot of good things out there.
Yeah.
Coach speak from the quarterback.
I've had a few of those.
What is he supposed to say?
I had a few of those yelling moments in my day, but it certainly was toward people, not Daddy
Dives. Did your quarterback take care of you like that?
But Daddy Dives says, well, you know, it wasn't toward anybody. No, it was. It was
toward who?
It was toward somebody.
Toward who, kid?
It's either the offensive coordinator or the quarterback. It's toward somebody. But look, the quarterback takes care of you. Yeah, okay, he's a teammate.
Man, but
you got to get open.
Yeah.
You got to get open.
I'm also, but there's so many flare-ups that happen throughout the course of a game, man. Like, for me as an athlete,
the more he will
come at me, I'm fine. He can't.
Yeah,
he want to win.
That,
I want to win, too.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't take that stuff personally, man. Like, you're in battle. Sometimes things are said.
Yeah, I don't care about that, though, Max. You watch sports enough to know you screaming, you yell at people because at the end of the day, you're trying to help your team win. And if you think you give us or them the best chance to win,
1,000%.
You're going to do what you need to do. There's no question about it.
I don't think everyone's like that. I think some dudes are, and some dudes are just driven by their own personal stuff.
Yeah, but I would argue against that or communicate against that and say that it seems as though it's self, but it's not. Because if you're drafting me and I'm playing for you and you're paying me money, but you're not utilizing me, you are going to think I'm a bum, meaning a fan. And you're going to be like, man, dude, if I'm not doing my job. The problem with Galladay is they targeted you eight times. Every ball wasn't over your head and every ball wasn't in the dirt. I watched you get strapped on several routes. You've got to separate.
Now, I'm going to agree against that, Key. I'm going to agree on this show against that with this. I think it's hard for you to understand because you had a reputation of being selfish at times and having an ego. But in fact,
I got an ego.
But you were a team player.
Absolutely.
And you were willing to do things. Bill Parcells was on the show yesterday. The dirty work, whatever it took, you would do. But not everybody is like that. And I think it's hard for you to identify with a player who might be more like that. And the question for me about Galladay, if he's yelling at Jason Garrett's direction, I'm okay with that. It's going to happen. The reason I'm covered the way I'm covered, strapped, as you say, is because X, Y, and Z. But if he's directing that toward Daniel Jones, because Daniel Jones, nothing wrong with what he was doing yesterday. If he's directing that toward Daniel Jones, when Galladay was the big free agent acquisition, and Daniel Jones was Danny Dimes yesterday. Then I got a problem.
Yeah. Well, he's got to get open. If he's open and he feels like he's open and he's not getting the ball, then you got to communicate with your quarterback.
But he wasn't open, was he?
Several times he wasn't. Now, he might have been open on other stuff that I didn't see, but a couple times he ran some routes. I'm like, man, they just paid for that.
Sterling Shepard doesn't have any problem running routes.
No. Kenny Galladay, to me, when you pay him that type of money and he's supposed to be a high-priced free agent that you bring in to be your number one guy, eight targets in three, something ain't right.
Well, that's what exactly it feels like, though, right? Like, if you did get strapped up, if you don't feel like you're making the plays you should make, Like, that's your way of unleashing. Like, that's your way of unleashing.
Just, like just don't, don't direct it at the
quarterback. Well, I'm not saying it's
no, you're right, though, Maxie.
I'm not saying it's right.
I never got on my quarterbacks.
Time out.
Always got on the coordinators.
All I'm going to say is there are a lot of times as a point guard that things shouldn't have been directed towards me, but I get that the ball is in my hands, so I'm the easiest target.
You accept that as the leader.
So as a leader, sometimes I'm like, all right, like you just vented. Fine, go vent. I get where it is, and like figure it out.
That's good insight, actually.
That's going to happen with the territory.
Whenever I yelled at the quarterback, it's because the quarterback was making an excuse, not because he wasn't trying to give me the ball. Whenever I had an issue or took issue with not getting the ball, I took issue with the coordinators because I knew the plays that was designed, the reads from 1 to 2 to 3. When you put me in the third spot, he ain't getting over there to me. Why am I not in the one spot? That's the only time that you take issue. And it mostly was with the coordinators or the head coach.
But it just looked from that video like he was directing at Daniel Jones. Let's take some calls on the Giants, guys, before Chris Canty joins us. KC and Virginia Beach are on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, good morning, guys. Appreciate you taking the call. I've been waiting for a long time.
Oh, man, sorry about that.
I just want to no problem. Look, I just want to bring this point up. 2 points, and I'm out of here. First point is, what won the game, what lost the game last night? I'm a military guy, retired CW04, chief warrant officer in the Navy. And I just take guys out on cruises. Nope, thank you. Thank you for thanking me. I just take them out on cruise, and I always tell them, if this plane breaks down in the air, the pilot can't pull over on the side of the road and change the tire. So I used to always tell them, focus and discipline. Those are the two things. Last night's game, to me, was a focus and a discipline game. The team that focused at the last second won the game. Now, we'd have been talking about something totally different today if he wouldn't have got off sides and hit that missed that first field goal. So that goes back to, do you call that on the coach? Do you call it on the player? Excuse me. Do you call on the ownership? It goes down to a little bit of all three. You know, the drills maybe need to be a little tight. Like Keith said, I played football in high school. And, yeah, right after practice, we used to run them same drills. I mean, to the point that we got in fights when guys didn't jump offside and we had to go back 10 or 15 yards. Even in basketball, the same thing, running sprints. When you didn't touch the line, you had to go back and do it again. So that's why I want to go with that. With Heineke, I watched him play ball down here in Virginia Beach because he played at ODU. We can win with him, but he can't be a gunslinger like he is. The defense have got to stop him on third down, or we're going to be killed again. You know, Washington got to play football in four phases. That's special teams, offense, defense, and punts.
You know that defense. Thanks, Casey. That defense is cool. They got a front four that could come get you on a rush. But outside of that, that defense ain't like that. Mm. Everybody keep building up their defense, Defense is okay.
I thought they're really good. Not last night, but they're short week. They're tired. And they got – you know what the thing is about last night, too? What
Justin
didn't surprise
Herbert
me?
Worked them, too.
Yeah, well, Justin Herbert worked a lot of – and but, by the way, they scored like 20 points.
No, I'm not even talking about the points. Just worked them. Like, was working them. And Danny Dimes worked them.
Look, I get it. I get it.
Or Danny
I'll say,
Nichols.
I'll say this. I'll say – who's Danny Dimes last night? On a short rest – those are two very fast, athletic quarterbacks, right? Like they can do things that can throw a defense off, especially on a short week. I wasn't that surprised by the fact that they played well, actually. Thursday night.
Why you didn't pick them then?
Who, the Giants?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't win. No, in fact, I did pick the Giants.
No, you didn't.
I did. I said Danny Dimes is going to play hero ball. I have to keep faith in him. I mean, it was kind of a BS pick, but, you know.
Fake pick.
Yeah, fake pick. Just so today I got my bases covered. We have Chris Canty coming up. Do we have time to sneak in another call, or is Chris waiting?
We can sneak in.
Right. Garrett in Atlanta. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, good morning. It's Eric. And I know, Max, you don't want to be personal, but Key, I was in your city last week, and I loved it. I know, Max, you was out there for a little while, but I had a great time out in L.A. Just like the previous caller, I'm also a military veteran, and I understand what he's saying.
Thank you for
so no more that you can put that loss on solely on Lawrence as you can put the winner solely on the kicker. It's a team sport. That's all I got. Thank you, guys.
No, it is a team. It's a team sport, but in the end, man, we wouldn't even be having field goal conversations and Lawrence conversations if Darius Slade to catch the ball. I don't give a damn what nobody tell me.
Can I just tell you though, having two callers on the show that have been ex-military people, You know, I obviously played for a coach that was in the military. You hear a lot of analogies from the military about how you get together as a team. The one thing the military doesn't factor in is, like, these guys are getting paid a lot of money. There's a lot of egos. And when you're in the military, like, they do a lot of things to smash egos. And I think you're trying to see Joe Judge do that. But it's still, like, an interesting point, though.
While we're waiting for Chris, can I just ask, Evan, can we do a split screen? I want Key on one side of the screen. I want the Darius Slayton miss on the other side of the screen. Because watching you watch that miss is very entertaining. Key, there's something, as a receiver, it's hard for you to watch that, isn't it?
Yes. Because in my career, nobody would let me just run down the field like that.
But just watching you,
it was bad.
It was just not letting me do that.
He is running the route with him, going, doing this and saying, you know, like gesticulating.
It's a gift. I'm handing it to you. Max, how can you screw it up? I'm giving this to you. Hey, Max, here, hold this. And then look.
Danny Dimes.
I mean, like, come on, man.
There it is.
Give with the damn ball. If he goes to take your hands, give with it to the right. It's coming too fast. It got up on me. It's like, come on.
It looks like the ball. All right, so let me ask you a question. It looks like this ball hits like the tip of his fingers.
It did.
That's why people were saying it was overthrown.
Jay,
Tell me what you have to do.
With it. Just give with the ball. Give with it. That's all you got to do. Pinkies, give. Not when he got to the 10-yard line, look at him tense up. Well, you got to get another shot from the back angle. I mean, the top angle. Watch when he closes the cushion. Bam. Right at the 10-yard line, he starts to tense up. Don't just relax.
By the way, this is something my dad used to tell me as a kid, even having a catch in the backyard. The ball is your friend. The ball is your friend. Don't just, like, hey, don't on, bat man. It away. Yeah, I hear you.
That just hurts my heart.
He's miming the whole thing.
Andre Rison would say back in the day, you out there dropping Bentleys, man. What the hell wrong with you?
Mm. Oh. Oh.
That's another way of putting
it. Let me tell you something. If I was on Andre's team, that would land with me.
You're dropping a Bentley.
That's the kind of drop-off in the money you're going to see based on a miss like that. We're going to bring in former Giant Super Bowl champion Chris Canty to this conversation. Chris, welcome to the show. We're asking all morning who's to blame for the loss. Think about your answer while we hear from Coach Joe Judge on why Dexter Lawrence is not to blame for losing the game.
The biggest thing for him is, it's going to be a tough lesson. It's a lesson you got to learn, a lesson we all have to learn, you know, as a team, that we don't repeat the mistakes one by one. We've got to see that, make sure we clean it up. These are obviously things we've talked about, coached, but obviously we have to do a better job, you know, in the future going forward. But, look, I'm not going to put this on Dex, and I don't want to put this on Dex. Okay, Dex is a good player. He's a strong piece of our locker room. He's a good teammate. He's fun to coach. He's productive for us as a player. I'm not going to put this on Dexter Lawrence, okay? There's things we all have to do better as professionals, all right, but I'm not going to put this on any one player or one situation.
Who's to blame? Chris Canty, co-host of Canty and Golic Jr. Who's to blame?
Well, I hear you fellas talking about the Darius Slayton drop, but let me tell you, the offense ain't to blame for last night's loss. If your team puts up 26 points, the defense has to make that stick. And so the miscues at the end of the first half and at the end of the game ultimately are what cost the Giants an opportunity to win last night. As I said on Twitter, they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
The offense,
Daniel Jones, the offensive line, they played their tails off. The defense, there's going to be a lot of finger-pointing when they do that film breakdown this afternoon at 1925 Giants Drive.
CeCe, can you explain something for me just because, you know, never being on the D-line or being in those trenches?
Really?
What? Yes, really, Key. What would draw somebody like Dexter Lawrence? That's what I'm asking you. What would draw somebody like him offsides in that situation? Like, what about the cadence would throw something like him off? Because obviously the cadence changes, right? The calls change. Like, what would be your cue to know it's time to go?
Well, it's usually working off of the head bob from the center, and it's more of a timing rhythm thing. You watch film all week to try to prepare for something like that so you have a feel for it when you get there on the field. But, I mean, in that situation with Dexter Lawrence, you put that on the other team's kicker and you force him to make a big kick. It's not about blocking the kick right there. It's about, you know, being able to line up and don't create a situation like what we saw last night where you give the kicker from Washington a mulligan and then he gets another opportunity and he nails it home. So that's the one thing that I would use as a coaching point for Dexter Lawrence. But, I mean, I think that speaks to a bigger issue that we saw with the Giants last night on the defensive side of the ball when it comes to missed assignments and mental errors, unforced errors. Like, I was the one that was hearing about Joe Judge having these guys running laps during the preseason for mental errors and undisciplined penalties in practice. I thought that was supposed to translate to the Giants making sure they didn't make those type of mistakes when you had situations like last night. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for them. So, I mean, you also have to call into question the methodology from Joe Judge when it comes to making sure that he instills the level of discipline that it takes for his team to be able to win ball games like we saw yesterday.
Chris, you played in the NFL, and we both played for the same head coach that I would say instilled some discipline and mental toughness and everything else into us so we didn't make those mistakes and mental errors. Did that help you as a player, the drills, the blowing of the whistles, the 5 yards, the paying attention, all of the things that we had to do in training camp after practice, did it carry over for you on the defensive line in games?
Well, Key, I mean, I was more concerned with making sure I kept a job. Like, all of that stuff that coaches do, I understand it at the high school and the college ranks, at the professional ranks. If you're a player that keeps getting penalties, I mean, eventually you're going to find yourself out of a job. So I think that's more the motivation to avoid making those kind of mistakes than anything else. You have to be aggressive out there. Football is an aggressive game. You got guys flying around out there. I don't like to see coaches try to coach out the aggressive part just to maintain a level of discipline. But at the same time, you can't have the mistakes that you saw from that Giants defense last night. I mean, the Giants offense gave you a 6-point lead with less than 5 minutes to go, and you let Taylor Heinicke on two plays march the length of the field and score a touchdown? How is that even possible? I mean, that shouldn't happen. I mean, but it's been an issue for the Giants early on this season. We saw it in the end of the first half in the Denver Broncos game. Teddy Bridgewater marches down. They have a scoring drive. And then you saw it last night. I mean, not one but two, resulting in 10 points. Like, that's the stuff that you got to focus on, man. This Giants defense was supposed to be the identity of this team, a top 10 group from a year ago. And in the early going, it certainly hasn't looked like that. So, I mean, while the glass is half full because of the performance that Daniel Jones and that offense has, I mean, you got to be scratching your head wondering where that defense goes from here.
Chris, you've been on a championship team with the Giants, won a Super Bowl with the Giants.
Yeah.
So
the 10th anniversary this year, too, Max.
That was
one of the 17th. It's going down.
One of the greatest moments of my life, just watching as a fan. I'm not lying. Not as a fan, but of my life. I love it. Was so good. But I got to ask you about this Giants squad, right? Last several years, more than that even, it feels like a leaky boat, as bad teams do. Well, the offensive line played better. Actually, the quarterback played well, and then the wideout is covered, or the other wideout drops the ball, or there's a penalty. You know, there's always seems to be something when they get one little part fixed, another hole pops up, right? Starts leaking water. But that's the hallmark of a bad team to me. How do you fix that big picture?
I don't know. I think it starts with stability. It starts with being able to make sure you have a general manager and a head coach that are on the same page. And with Dave Gettleman and Joe Judge, it feels like a little bit of a forced marriage. It feels like this is the decision that ownership wanted to make when it came to hiring Joe Judge. And I'm not necessarily sure that this marriage is going to work out. But I'll say this. I mean, this is the Giants' fifth straight 0-2 start, and the last four 0-2 starts that they had led to double-digit loss seasons. So I don't know if you want to take this as an ominous sign of things to come, but this is one of those things that we have to concern ourselves with, because it feels like the Giants' season can get away from them here early.
Yeah. I mean, the silver lining is, at this moment, they own the first and third picks in the draft. But given the way they've drafted, they'll use it on a running back and a quarterback who's not great.
Yeah. CeCe, real quick, what do you make about the whole Kenny Galladay, Daniel Jones exchange in the game?
I like it. I mean, that's two fiery competitors, two guys that want to win. And I think your quarterback being able to have, you know, that kind of presence and being able to get after guys, I think that sends the right message in terms of the level of urgency that this team needs to have. I mean, you're on the road against a division opponent in week two, coming off of an embarrassing week one loss. Like, I like to see that kind of fire from my quarterback. So to see Daniel Jones having that kind of interaction with Kenny Galladay, I love it. I'm here for it. Like, I want more of that from Daniel Jones. I want more Daniel Jones in the running game, too. I think the Giants have to realize that's their formula for success, being able to use him as a threat to run, because you saw it opened up lanes for Saquon Barkley and for some of those other guys. So I liked everything I saw from Daniel Jones last night, including that exchange on the sideline with Kenny Golladay.
Do we have time for this right now? I guess we do. Real quick, though, what we've been asking, Chris, is if Golladay was not playing very well, was frequently not open, and they just paid him the money, if he's barking at Daniel Jones, like if he's directing that toward Jason Garrett, the OC, okay, you get it, stuff going on. But if he's yelling at his quarterback, who's playing very well while he wasn't playing well, isn't that kind of an issue?
No, I don't read too much into that, Max. Don't do that. And Keyshawn will tell you, man, sometimes quarterbacks and receivers get into it on the sideline. That's just what it is. That's the part of the competitor that's in you. So I don't see too much into that. Both of those guys are going to be here. I mean, Kenny Golladay just got a bag. There's no way they're getting rid of him after 1 year. Daniel Jones, like, if he played the way that he played last night, like, the Giants are going to exercise a fifth-year option this offseason. So I see both of those guys as just trying to get on the same page. You saw that Daniel Jones was on the same page with Sterling Shepard, and he seemed to be on the same page with Darius Slayton. So I guess he's just trying to get Kenny Golladay to fit into that mix because he understands how big of a weapon Kenny Golladay can be in that offense.
And yeah, that is true. Chris Canty is fourth in inches. Don't jump. Don't jump.
Don't
Chris.
Jump. That's it. Don't jump. I don't understand. We say D-Jo every time we get down. D-Jo, don't jump. It's an obvious no-brainer situation. Especially with a sketchy kicker. You can't let that happen in that situation. But I got to say this, Key. I'm not saying it's just on Dexter Lawrence, but he did have a big part to play in that. It's on that entire Giants defense.
Yes, that is correct.
The way they played at the end of half and end of game is just completely unacceptable right now.
And that was Chris Canty on the Goodyear Hotline. Thank you, Chris. Brought to you by Goodyear. With you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. And I don't care what anyone says. The game was over. He screwed it up. I like Dexter Lawrence, too. But let's say what it was. The top two MVPs from last year need a big week, too. We'll tell you who gets back on track after Jay has this from Vivid Seats.
Football season's back. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. And best of all, the safe return of live events means you can actually be there to see all the action with Vivid Seats. From seats on the 50-yard line to a bird's eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Hey, it's Greeny, and no surprise, the Washington football team improves to 1-1 with a win over the New York football Giants, as I predicted, hashtag KOD. We'll look back at that game and ahead to the rest of the NFL weekend. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That was the worst.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The problem was I didn't crumple it up. I thought I'd folded up the paper so I could toss it.
It was a horrible toss.
Yeah, no. Well, no. Look, how are you going to toss this from where I was? You can't toss this. I thought I had done this to it, and I was just going to at least flick it. You know what I mean? But it wound up like this. It wound up like that. It didn't go anywhere. All right. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. The reigning MVP is coming off one of the worst losses of his career, guys. I can't remember a worse one. Can you? I can't remember. And as Aaron Rodgers gets ready for Monday Night Football against the Lions, he is not ready to freak out after one game. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
Look, we've won a lot of games around here. We've lost a few, but you move on. Doesn't matter if you play incredible and put up 50 or you get blown out. You move on to the next opponent. There shouldn't be some big drastic change and alteration the way that we do things, the way we practice, the way we prepare. If it's good enough to get you to this point, then it's good enough from this point forward. So I haven't changed any of the stuff that I've been doing. Obviously, you know, we got to play better. But if we're starting to freak out after 1 week, we're in big trouble.
That's right, Max and Jay. If you start to freak out after 1 week, you're in big trouble. We got this handled. Don't worry about me. I'm cool. Relax.
R-E-L-A-X.
But I believe him, Keith, relax. for the reason you just said. Like, when you're watching Darius Slayton run after that ball, you're like, look at him, man. He's not going to make that catch. You can see in the body language. When Aaron Rodgers says what he says, you believe him. He sounds like he means it.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Been there. Not necessarily the not going to make the playoffs, relax, all that. But I've been there where I've lost games and I didn't play up to my expectations and I know what I did wrong and I know how to fix it. So I'm chill. I know what this is. I know what happened. I don't need people out in the universe trying to dissect my game is what he's saying to us right now.
And that makes sense. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has lost a lot of games. This game, though, versus Saints, he got embarrassed. Like, I hear what everybody's saying, though, Key. Like, that was a blitzing. We're walking away talking about Jameis Winston being in the MVP conversation after one game. You know, that performance. And it's not like he threw for a ton of yardage in that game. Like, that's the biggest drastic difference between the two in that ball game.
Yeah, but like I said in our rejoin there is I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a repeat offender on a consistent basis.
What about the defense, though? Because both sides of the ball got torched.
I don't think that the defense is going to be repeat offenders.
So what happened, Key? Like, the season starts. It's one thing if Aaron Rodgers, only 7 padded practices and all that, but the defense gave up 35 points, whatever it was.
Yeah, but it just – that was just it that day. For whatever reason, teams sometimes and players sometimes get stuck in the mud. What that means is they don't get moving. They're neutral. They can't get going. It's they're playing in Jacksonville. It really isn't New Orleans. Even though it's a New Orleans home game, it's at a different stadium. They're like, it's a fog. And then once it starts to unravel, it's like, we're never going to get back in the game again. It's over. It's 28-0 or whatever the score was. And so now you sitting there, you're like, all right, well, it's a wrap. Let's just move on because we got 16 more games.
Jay, you look skeptical.
It just sounds like I hear what Key's saying. It just sounds like a lot of excuses to me. And I get that sometimes you get blitz, things happen, right? It just felt like there wasn't a fight. And I'm not saying there can't be fight moving forward, obviously, because this team – team's got to the NFC Championship multiple years in a row. Like, I get it.
I know you don't think, and I know you don't think this is a bad football team.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I know you did. I said. I know you just don't think it's a bad football team, and because of that, they're going to be okay.
Yeah. But you know, I think that's why.
If you remove Aaron Rodgers from the equation.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
But I think that's why I do feel some sort of way about it, Key, because I don't think they're a bad football team. I think they're a really good football team, which makes it – that large of a loss, that makes it a little bit concerning for me.
You know why I'm not concerned? Let's say they even lost to the Lions, and then they lose to San Francisco on the road, and then they lose to San Francisco on the road, and then they lose to the Steelers at Pittsburgh, right?
You know, so you get ready to have them at 0-4?
I'm saying, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, but I'm saying
if they did, they're still going to win the division. They're still going to win that division 0-4. Who's going to take that division from Aaron Rodgers and the Packers over the next?
Man,
they got 17 regular season games this year.
If they go 0-4, and I know it's hypothetical, but if they went 0-4, then they're going to lose the division because at that point they're going to lose the team.
They might. Well, if they go 0-4, they're going to win double digits this year. That's what I'm saying.
They're going to win double. They're going to lose at least 4 games this year, regardless.
Right.
If they go 0-4, they're going to drop 4 games. It's just what happens in the National Football League.
Rodgers should be able to get in the zone versus Detroit. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. And Rodgers' last two games following blowout losses, 2020 Week 6, they lost to the Bucs. Remember, the Bucs kicked their teeth in, 38-10. Next week, Week 7, the Packers beat the Texans, 35-20. Rodgers had four touchdowns, no interceptions. In Week 12, 2019, Packers lost to the Niners, 37-8. Then in Week 13, they beat the Giants, 31-13, four TDs, no interceptions.
Great, great Giant medicine.
Yeah, right. Sounds like they're going to get four. Rodgers is going to go for four TDs and no interceptions. That's what it sounds like to me. Which, are we going to do the MVP candidates? I think so, yeah. Which MVP candidate bounces back in Week 2 and gets back to MVP form? Now, we have Lamar Jackson versus the Chiefs. I don't think Lamar should be on the list. The caller mentioned it. I agree with the caller. It shouldn't be on this list. Josh Allen versus the Dolphins. What do you think, Keith?
Oh, we're doing that. I thought we was getting ready to go to break the way you teased it. I think he bounces back. I do. It'll be interesting to see, though, if the Miami Dolphins switch things up like the Pittsburgh Steelers did against Josh Allen in Week 1, where they don't really – they mix the coverages up, pre-snap read, post-snap read, give him something different to look at. And that's how you confuse quarterbacks. You give him one thing, he thinking it's man-to-man, all of a sudden it's zone. Or you give him zone and it's man-to-man. You play chess games with him and make him have to think about it, and I think that they will do similar game planning like the Pittsburgh Steelers did.
Can I go one that's maybe not an MVP, but we're looking for a bounce-back game?
Go ahead.
We'll go Carson Wentz. I know you guys don't think they have a chance against the Rams. I think this is going to be a matchup that's actually going to bold in their favor. I think Frank Reich is going to make some adjustments. I think they're going to have some help on the O-line. I think Carson Wentz actually has a lot in his favor going. Well, I don't know if
Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate through like week 16 or whatever it was in 2017. I thought he should have been MVP up to that point in the season. Yeah. So it's fair to say bounce back for an MVP candidate with Carson Wentz, I would say. All right. Look at that. Now it's time to break. Not just about football this weekend, guys. You can tune into an NL battle tomorrow night as the Giants host the Braves. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We're all working with house money as we make our Week 2 picks next after Key has this from Dr. Pepper.
I got more money than y'all now. Okay, college football fans, after an offseason that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football is, in fact, back. And so are the fans. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again. The season of Saturdays when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese deep runs even deeper. So crack open an ice cold Dr. Pepper, warm up your cornhole tossing arm, and return to glory with an all new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper. The one the fans truly, truly, truly deserve.
Hey, it's Greeny, and no surprise, the Washington football team improves to 1-1 with a win over the New York football Giants, as I predicted, hashtag KOD. We'll look back at that game and ahead to the rest of the NFL weekend. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN+. Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. All right, we're gonna bet a little bit, huh, Ivan? We got a or are we asking? Are we actually throwing this out to the callers right now? I thought we had to bet right now, Evan. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Who wants to set this off here? We call it House Money, KJ and Max. We make our picks for the weekend.
Key should take the first one since
Don't we have the stats of who's where? I figured we'd start with
that. I'm number one. That's all you need
to
know.
He is winning based on a big bet.
I got 30 bucks in the hole. I got 26.
And the hole would be down. You're up.
No, it's my hole. I got it up.
No, this is, by the way, Key, this is the one top part of the English language where in the black is a good thing. You're in the black, $30. Otherwise, but they still don't make it in the white. It's in the red. You know, it's still not.
I got about 30 extra bucks to spend.
There you
go.
That's
right.
That sounds better.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's better.
Because if I'm in the hole,
if you're in the hole, that means you're losing. Okay. I'm in the hole right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who wants to go? Who wants to set this off?
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Kansas City at Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, what is it, -3.5. I'm going to take the under.
You're taking the under?
Yeah.
City, Baltimore.
Yeah, and I'm going to spend 10 bucks on that. $10. Ding, ding.
So you think that Kansas City is going to win by less than 3.5?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure he knows that.
No, the over-under.
No, over-under.
Under. Oh, okay, yeah. Under. Oh,
come on, man. I know how to get
one.
See, there you go, button in mind.
I'm just asking.
54.4 is the over-under. I'm going under.
Okay. Evan, I'll take $10 on the money line, 3.5.
Key, would you like to change this bet for him?
What?
Which one?
Well, Jay just changed your bet, so I want to give you the option.
I don't want to change Jay's bet. You know, Jay's sticking his nose in things that don't belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically what he sticks his nose.
Wait, who did you take, Jay?
I take Kansas City. I think they'll cover 3.5.
But you don't have to take the same game.
I know I'm not.
Don't piggyback.
I know I'm not.
Me.
I already had that game tagged. I'm not. And I'll take the under. How about that?
Do you?
I'll take that for 10, cover, and I'll take the under for 5. Let's see.
Sure, I'll make a pick while you're deciding, okay? I am going to take the under on the points total, Tennessee at Seattle. That's 54. I'm going to put $2 on that. I like the under there.
I'm going to take the Houston-Cleveland game for Cleveland. What is it, -13? I'm going to do that, and I'm going to put $40 on that.
40 on what?
40 that they're going to be.
That they're going to
they cover?
They're going to cover.
Mm.
-13.
Boy, he is spending money, boy.
Yeah, it's Cleveland. Kansas. It's Houston in Cleveland.
Well, I'm just saying it's
Houston
a big bet.
Houston beat Jacksonville. Don't get fooled by that.
I'm just saying. I hear you. I'm just saying that's a big bet.
Yeah.
You got something, Jay?
I'm playing with house.
I'll go. Yeah, I'm going to be aggressive here. I'll go $40 on Tampa Bay covering versus Atlanta.
So we get three of them, right? We get three bets?
Yeah, you guys are as many as you want, really.
Yeah, so
you guys are making big bets.
I got one more bet, and that's it. And now I'm going to knock this one out of the park because this one in Mac Jones is getting ready to crush the New York Jets. I'm putting $40 on to cover the -6. $40 on that.
I like the Rams, $5 with the points at Indianapolis. It's 3.5
Scared
points.
Money,
I like the Rams.
Money.
And, all right, you want a bigger bet? You got a bigger bet. I'm going to take,
Hold on, while you think about that, Key has $90 on the line this weekend. Let's just cover that. $90 on the line.
Here's my big bet.
So you don't think the New England Patriots are going to cover?
I mean, I'm a Jet fan. I think the Jets are going to win. So
I want the
delusional.
I want $10 on the money line, Detroit at Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm done betting. I'm good.
That's not really actually a big bet. See, I'm being conservative.
You don't think the Cleveland Browns are going to bounce back? You don't think the Cleveland Browns are going to back bounce against Houston at home? In a hostile environment with Tyrod Taylor coming back for revenge, you don't think though?
And Evan,
I think maybe it's just a big bet.
Evan, I'll take $15 for Denver to cover, minus six. At Jacksonville.
Denver to at Jacksonville. You know what? You know what else looks good to me?
My money's out. I'm good.
You know what
I'm
else good, looks good to me? I'm going to put a buck, a sawbuck, on New England with the point. They're giving the Jets the points. I'm all good with that. A dollar to beat the Jets. They're minus six. I'm going to go out on a limb, say New England's going to win by at least a touchdown.
Really? You don't want to go 40 on that like
No,
Key
I'm
did.
Not going to. We got 17-game season.
Watch it.
Easy.
They're swinging.
Yeah,
I respect it.
How you not going to the Jets?
Scare money don't make money. I'm with
the
you.
The Jets against New England and Bill Belichick and Mac Jones?
Careful, Key. I have access to all of this audio for Monday.
Yeah, but he's right about that. It's just that the NFL, strange things happen. You guys know why the spread is so hard to beat in the NFL? This is actually really interesting to me, or the spread period. There's a book called The Wisdom of Crowds by a guy named James Sirowicki. Talks about the fact that all of us is smarter than any one of us. Like, it's not just the line that the bookies set or whatever, the odds makers set. It's the action that comes in on the line tells you what we're all thinking about. And it's hard to outthink the wisdom of everybody combined.
Yeah.
That's why it starts to move the line. And when you start betting against betting against the wisdom of everyone put together.
You know what my wisdom is?
What's that?
That team's better than that damn team, and they not going to stop them from scoring.
No doubt, but then there are other considerations, like you get up, you start running the ball.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know.
They're going to try to put the foot on the Jets.
I will give you.
He's got to come to the rookie quarterback.
He's got to come to the craps table and puts down like $1,000 in the don't pass line. You're like, I just hit the pass five hits. What are you doing?
Key, I'm going to give you a history lesson.
Yeah.
And after my history lesson, Key, you will have one chance to take this bet back.
Ooh.
Give it to me.
In 2009, mm-hmm. the Jets started a rookie quarterback in week two at Giants Stadium against Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots, mm-hmm. and Mark Sanchez, Rex mm-hmm. Ryan, mm-hmm. rookie quarterback,
yes.
rookie head coach,
yes.
went in there and won,
yeah.
16-9. Mm-hmm.
All right, way to go.
History lesson.
Yes,
lesson. You have one chance now to take this bet.
You want to reduce your
bet?
In
fact, raise it to 50.
Does he have the cash to cover all his bets?
He has the cash. He has the cash on hand.
You know what's going
to
happen? He's going to wind up sitting on $300 at the end of this
50.
Week. Key's going to hit big on all of
them. I don't believe in Mac Jones like
raise
that yet.
I do.
Okay.
He's going to, Key is going to start to force us if he hits these, Jay, to start getting reckless. You realize that?
I know.
Don't worry about me.
But I have to if we're trying to beat you.
Don't worry about me.
Meantime, I'm up 58 cents from week one. 58 cents. You know what you can get for 50 cents nowadays or 58 cents nowadays?
Talking
I looked it up
latest.
On Amazon. There was one item available for under 58 cents. But I could buy it. I could afford to buy it on my winnings alone. Greeny's next. We're back Monday. Keyshawn, J, Will, and Max.
I'm going to be rich.
With the great Louis Riddick.
I'm rich.
No, I won't.
He might have about $5 to spend next week.
J, Will is no longer with us. He is now working for.
I edited myself. What are you talking about?
All right. As I said, Greeny is next. Keyshawn, J, Will, and Max. Have a great weekend.
Poof.